When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
When you make decisions for your company, you look for the no-brainers. If you have a lot of mailing to do, Stamps.com is the ultimate no-brainer. Use the Stamps.com mobile app to mail everything you need to keep your business running with up to 89% off USPS and UPS. Make the same no-brainer decision as over 1 million other businesses with Stamps.com. Use code PROGRAM for a special offer. That's Stamps.com, code PROGRAM.
Hi, this is Terry Bumcakes with The Mad Show. Oh, sorry, wrong script. Hi, this is Top Stories and I'm producer Chris. Edward Snowden, remember him? No, I thought not. Does Edward Snowden remember himself? Probably not. Here's a little reminder from June 2013. It's Bugle issue 238, Imprisoned.
Top story this week, hide and go leak! The huge story...
John, was that a pun? Was that like a pun on hide and seek?
No, it sounded like a pun, but it definitely wasn't a pun. It wasn't a pun.
You're absolutely sure of that, John?
Definitely wasn't a pun. Wasn't a pun, Andy. Because if it was a pun, there'd have been some physical reaction in my body. Can't have been a pun. It was a rhyme, not a pun.
Are you sure?
No pun. No pun. The huge story of this week, Andy, concerned Edward Snowden. The leaker, who, incidentally, Edward Snowden doesn't mean... It sounds like the name of a British mountaineer. Edward Snowden successfully scaled Mount Kilimanjaro, only killing 32 Sherpas in the process. He planted a photograph of Her Majesty the Queen at the summit before killing one more Sherpa for good luck. Well done, Edward! Good climbing! Edward Snowden was the whistleblower behind the allegations that the NSA and the US government have dramatic powers of surveillance over the US population, both those under suspicion of committing crimes or plotting terrorist acts, and also those who have done absolutely nothing. He leaked the allegations to the Guardian newspaper after fleeing to Hong Kong. And Andy, let's pause for a moment and appreciate the fact that it is nice to have a British newspaper expose invasions of privacy rather than outright committing them. What a nice little twist to this story that is.
I mean, this was predicted by some people. If I may quote, "You are being watched. The government has a secret system, a machine that spies on you every hour of every day. The machine was designed to detect acts of terror, but it sees everything. You'll never find us, but we'll find you." Not my words, the words of whoever wrote the opening voiceover for the mid-range American TV crime drama Person of Interest, which turns out to have been an act of incredible prophecy, following the honourable tradition of other TV shows and becoming basically a fact, such as Battlestar Galactica, 24, Spartacus and Match of the Day. PRISM is a government code name, the word PRISM, for a data collection effort officially known as US-984XN, which... John, that chilled me to the core, because that is my password for my knittingpatternsforbeginners.com account. Well, how did they f***ing know, John?
The point is, this goes really deep, Andy.
Why are they interested in that? Why?
It's not that they're interested in that, Andy. They're interested in a terrorist who might also be part of a knitting circle to try and find the map of his friend. It's complicated, Andy. I don't understand. They're doing it for your safety, so shut up. I think that is what I do understand.
Do you know why it's called PRISM as well?
No.
Because it was intended to make little things appear much bigger than they actually were. You know, a frog not behind a prism looks like a frog. A frog behind a really good prism, dinosaur. Point three.
Dinosaur frog. There were some amazing allegations in this story. Snowden claimed that not only did the US government store details of the duration and location of every single cell phone call made in America in a huge facility in Utah, but that the NSA also had access to emails and other online transactions from basically everyone who lives in the States. At one point during his interview, he even claimed that he and other contractors had the ability to hack into the president's email if they were so inclined. And that is one hell of a claim, Andy, especially coming from someone who the media here rather pointlessly revealed was a high school dropout. But isn't that really the American dream right there, Andy? America is a country where a kid can drop out of high school and grow up to become the president of the United States' email hacker. That's a big dream.
Yeah.
Greatest country in the world, Andy.
But people seem much more worried about this kind of intrusion than, kind of corporate spying. You know, companies like Amazon basically reading our minds. You bought Justin Bieber's My World 2.0. You also bought Joseph Conrad's Heart of Darkness. You also bought a porcelain figurine of a duck going shopping. You might also like a Slashmeister 3000X chainsaw.
Are you interested in how to be a serial killer?
we don't mind that. And the justification, I guess, is, well, you know, if you've done nothing wrong, you haven't got that much to worry about. Probably it'll almost certainly be fine. Nothing like this has ever or could ever go wrong.
The story has formed some very strange alliances as people pick sides as whether this is a good thing or a bad thing, you know, a justifiable thing or an aberration. People who have come out in support of Edward Snowden include Glenn Beck and Michael Moore. And that just shows how alarming this story is, Andy, when those two actually f***ing agree on something, something really strange is happening. The response from the White House has been spectacularly disingenuous as well, with President Obama choosing to spin this into a positive, saying, "I welcome this debate." Oh, really? You welcome it? You welcome the debate, do you? Were you just waiting for the perfect time to have this debate? And it turned out that the perfect time, out of pure coincidence, was immediately after an illegal leak that was picked up by a national newspaper and made the rounds of the world. That's what you've heard from the administration here all week. The president welcomes this debate. This discussion is absolutely one that we should be having. It's healthy for us to be having this discussion as a country. Every administration, in the end, has their tells, Andy, like their poker tells. And I think we have just found the Obama administration's one. Bush administration's was, you know, I don't recall. I do not recall, or I can't comment. The Obama administration is clearly, let's definitely have that discussion. This is a talk we should absolutely be having. What a good conversation to have, and we should have it in the near future. It's basically just a different way of saying, shut the f*** up. Shut up!
I guess, you know, it's hard to know exactly where this story lies. Probably somewhere between, well, it's either monitor everything or you might as well buy the entire population of Islamistan one-way tickets to Washington and tell them to dismantle the White House brick by brick and make the president into a meringue, which they then stamp on, eat and shit. Or you go the other way, it's the government wants to know exactly how many minutes I'm playing Angry Birds for every day so they can work out if I'm likely to throw actual birds at a building in a terrorist attack. Yeah, it's very hard to know exactly where this lies, John. And what exactly does Prism record? I mean, I'm a bit concerned it might record how much our listeners laugh at the Bugle. That sounds like the kind of thing that is going to be going straight up their tubes like a ferret after a testicle. It's going to snoop on how many tins of beans you buy, then match it up with the amount of empty tins you throw away and work out whether you might be stockpiling tins to build a giant tin robot pterodactyl to fly over America cawing and laying eggs. You know, where does it end, John? Where does it end?
Well, it ends before what you just said.
Oh, does
that's
it?
Definitely.
Right. Are you sure? Oh, that's all right then. That's fine.
There is a slight element of hypocrisy to our outrage around this as well, because it is strange to hear people talk about the value of privacy when so many people, as part of their daily lives now, volunteer up so many details of their personal lives to the public, putting up baby photos on Facebook, talking about the colonoscopy they just had on Twitter, and literally giving up their exact location and the location of others on Foursquware. It seems to be that, you know, as long as we volunteered, it's fine. If you take it from us, that is an overreach. It's a grey line, but it is a line.
I guess, you know, it's the problem. People don't trust the government with this kind of information, and I guess the government has a bit of a boy-who-cried-wolf issue arising. They've not always proven to be throwing darts of honesty into the treble 20 of truth on issues such as this. And but I guess, so, if the boy-who-cried-wolf had been laying it down today, people wouldn't have been sucked in by Mayo's, the government would have picked up on the lack of wolves in his local area from some Google Wolf Tracker app, cross-referred it with all his tweets, like, oh shit, I'm going to be eaten, hashtag wolfy, hashtag sharp teeth, and checked his Facebook status updates, about to be eaten by a wolf, and called him out for it. You know, so, I mean, this is progress, John. Obama, last weekend, said, you cannot have 100% security, and they also then have 100% privacy and zero inconvenience. This is basically an update on little Tommy Jefferson's famous catchphrase, the price of liberty is eternal vigilance. And it turns out that we actually got behind on our vigilance payments. Bit of complacency about that. The interest kicked in, the bailiffs were looking menacing, and the price of liberty has consequently gone up to avert eternal vigilance plus state intrusion. And it will only actually buy you a reduced version of liberty that doesn't actually have full functionality. Once you get behind on your payments, it is so tough to get back. I think that's what we've learned from this this Prism story. And again, I think we need to look for the positives because, you know, this could really, I think, this could really help people out, you know, have the state knowing your day-to-day schedule and everything that's going on in your life. I mean, it does raise the chance that the FBI will, the CIA could launch dawn raids in suburban Minneapolis, smash down the front door of a family's house, burst into their teenage son's bedroom, pin him to the wall at gunpoint and say, we've been monitoring emails from you and your social group, we know exactly what's going on, and we're delighted to report that Bridget from your drama class quite fancies you as well, if her instant messaging with her bestie Michelle is anything to go by, but Michelle isn't sure you're right for her, so if you want us to bump her off on some trumped-up rumour that she's Che Guevara's Iranian niece, just say the word. We'll all benefit from it. It's a great day for freedom. James Clapper, who, did you cover him on the Daily Show?
Yeah, we did, week? Yeah.
He said that this extraordinary thing in March, asked at an open congressional hearing whether the National Security Agency collects any type of data at all on millions or hundreds of millions of Americans, replied, no, sir, not wittingly. Which,
yes.
That's got to be one of the ballsiest pieces of bullshit in political history. Or one of the most impressive acts of unwitting mass surveillance ever undertaken. It is possible that he misheard the question, and what he thought he heard the question from Senator Ron Wyden as being was, have you ever heard a song by the 1970s klezmer funk disco fusion band DJ Jacob and the Yamalkas? Not wittingly. Then you could understand that answer, or perhaps in what English village did novelist G.K. Chesterton vomit in a hedge after eating what he thought was a bowl of spaghetti hoops, but was in fact a bowl of worms? Answer, the village of Not Wittingly. Or perhaps it was his answers to the three questions, A, which England wicketkeeper made 269 dismissals for England in his 95-match test career? B, brevity is the soul of what? And C, how does your penis feel after you dip it in a gin and tonic? Not wittingly.
You like what you hear? Did you enjoy that? Come see The Bugle live this year on our UK tour. Tickets are on sale now via thebuglepodcast.com.
Your personal info, like addresses, phone numbers, and more, are collected and sold by data brokers. But Aura steps in, scanning the web, sending you alerts, and requesting your info be removed. Get Aura's full toolkit, including credit and transaction monitoring, a password manager, VPN, and more. Get a 14-day free trial at aura.com/safety. That's aura.com/safety.
Hi, it's producer Chris from The Bugle here. Did you know that I have a new series of my podcast, Richie Firth Travel Hacker, out now? It's the show where Richie Firth and I talk about how to make travel better in our very special way. In this series, we discuss Lime bikes, Teslas, the London Overground, and a whole bunch of other random stuff that possibly involves wheels or tracks or engines of some variety. God, what a hot sell this is. I mean, you must be so excited. Listen now.